Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Something brand new that I want to share with you guys really quickly, and that is my free 3-day guided meditation. So if you have listened to this podcast long enough, you know that I am a firm believer that taking care of our mind is just as important as taking care of our body. So today I'm so excited to announce the launch of my free 3-day guided meditation that will help you relax, reduce stress, reduce anxiety, and improve your overall well-being, because I know that life can be so overwhelming at times. And that's why it's important to really take a step back and focus on our mental health. So over the course of 3 days, you'll learn different techniques to calm your mind, calm your body, and increase your productivity and focus. So whether you're a beginner or you're an experienced meditator, this meditation is perfect for anybody looking to improve their mental health and well-being. So you can go to my website, balancedwellnessllc.co, and at the very top, you'll see a button that says listen here and find your inner peace. You can click on that, or I will have the link down in the show notes. So I'm really excited for you to check out this meditation and really have it begin a journey for you towards more peaceful and fulfilling days and even a life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this guided meditation. Hey, welcome back to the podcast. Well, where I'm at and at the time of this recording, it is getting to be fall. And I love fall. It's one of my favorite seasons. And I feel like this is one of my favorite times to also do a mass like clean out, declutter of my whole home. And I want to share with you guys today the action steps that I take, that I help my other clients. My cord is wrapped around and it's kind of driving me crazy. Okay. Had to fix that here for a second. Got sidetracked. Okay. So I want to share with you guys today these action steps that I take when I'm wanting to do a declutter around my home. And then also, this is exactly what I teach my clients to do as well. I share this a lot in my Blissfully Balanced program when we talk about this chunk of creating balance in our life. And then also, whenever I do Voxer support, if you guys don't know that, I do Voxer support for my clients. And if you don't know what Voxer is, maybe let's take a step back a little bit further. But Voxer is an app. It's like a walkie-talkie app. Think back in the day of Nextel. Do you guys remember Nextels? That was like a whole high school era for me. But you could talk back and forth, right? And so Voxer is kind of similar to that. You can also type out in Voxer as well, but it's an audio app. And you can just leave an audio message back and forth with a group of people or an individual person. And I love it. And this is one of my favorite ways that I do continued support for people. So sometimes people are like, well, I don't know if like the whole program is really for me. I just need help in this very specific part of my life. Excuse me. Or with one or two specific things, then Voxer is a great resource for them to use, that Voxer support. Or once they graduate from my programs, a lot of people come into Voxer support after my program or after a retreat to be like, okay, I want to keep this going. I want to be able to continue to get support and accountability. And that's how I offer that. So if you guys are curious about that, you can always send me a DM with the word Voxer and I can give you some more details and share with you what that all looks like a little bit better. So, okay. So let's dive into these tips of what I do whenever we're talking again about supporting a client, whether it's through Voxer or through my Blissfully Balanced program. How do we help them declutter their house? And these are the action steps that we can take. And it's really powerful. So if you guys want to write down these action steps or if you want to come back to it, it's really a really amazing framework because it helps you not feel like you're crazy, right? And it helps you get it done. And it helps you stay on track and it keeps you accountable as well. So it's awesome. So first thing, what you need to do is grab a piece of paper. So me personally, when I do this, I have to grab a notebook paper because my list is usually pretty long, right? And we want to get really specific with brain dumping it out. Like we can't just say clean the whole house. We have to actually break it down. And I know this sounds really silly, but when you say clean the whole house, you need to break it down room by room, unless you're going to take one whole day to deep clean your whole entire house and like really make it the way you want it to do, what you want it to make, what you want it to look like, then fine, go ahead and assign that to one line. But if you're like, there's no way, I don't have 6 hours in any part of my days to deep clean my whole entire house. If that's not possible, then you have to write it down like room by room or section. So like bedrooms, bathrooms, right? Because if you only have, you know, if it's a crazy season of life and you truly, truly, truly do not have those 6 hours, then you have to write it down by chunks of your house. And then you can go back to be able to finish this part of like the framework, if you will. So brain dump everything down. And I mean everything. So if you're wanting to do like a mass rehaul through your house, if you're like, my house drives me crazy. It's so unorganized. It's so just nothing is in the right spot every day. I feel like I'm constantly picking up my house. I feel like my house is dirty. I feel like, you know, just nothing is where it belongs ever. And you just feel like your house is disorganized. Or if you also feel like you just need to do just a mass clean out of maybe your pantry and your closets, and you maybe your linen closets are driving you crazy because your towels are just shoved in there. Like you need to just go through and do a repurge, a reorganization, a declutter, a clean, all the things. This is that framework. So brain dump everything down and every single part of what you want to do. So if you need to go through and maybe deep clean your car, your pantry, your fridge, clean your appliances, the laundry room, maybe the bathrooms, maybe the guest bathroom, maybe your basement, your storage room, like every single detail of every single area that you want to purge. And if it's your whole house, this is how you have to break it down, needs to go on that notebook, that piece of paper. Okay. And again, if you want to put closets all on one, you can, if you know that you're going to truly tackle your closets all in one day, which you're probably not. So if you maybe need to write kids' closets like on one line and then master closet on another line and then like hall closets on another line. So for like me, we've got three different hall closets. Like we have our foyer closet, our hall closet, and then our closet outside of like our laundry room area. So to me, like when I write like hall closets down, like I write those on one line because I know like to me in my brain, I know those closets all can stand together, right? So, all right. There you go. Brain dump it all down. And then look at your list and prioritize. Like, what is driving me bananas the most that I need to tackle like yesterday? And maybe it's your whole list, but maybe if you're like, hey, I really want to donate to that charity or to that organization, they're accepting clothes. So I need to go through closets, need to go first. So master closet one, and then you put like a little number one next to it. Kids closet two, right? And so go through and number it. One through whatever, how many ever things are on your list, and prioritize it by numbering the most important thing that you want to get done first. So like cleaning your car and cleaning out your wallet or your purse, the diaper bag, whatever your work bag, that might be last, right? If you're like, yeah, that doesn't really matter. I want to get it done, but it's not like high priority, right? Okay. So number one, you're going to brain dump everything down. Number two, you're going to go through and prioritize it, numbering it one through whatever is on your list. And then number three, once you prioritize it, then number three, you're going to rewrite your list and the number of priority, because you might have number one on the third line, number four on the first line, and number six on the last line, right? So now you want to go through and reorganize it, writing it number one through whatever in order, right? So number one, number two, and go ahead and rewriting that list to make it so that you don't have to search around on your paper, because then you're going to number four, you're going to assign a date and a person to that project or that area of your house. What do I mean by this? So if you're like, okay, number one is purging closets, and then number two is purging my pantry, and then number three is deep cleaning my house, right? So maybe you're like, okay, number one is closets. Well, we have time to do that this Saturday afternoon, but I want my kids to be home because, you know, they need to help me know what they want to get rid of, or maybe you want your husband to be home too. Then you need to write down number one is going to happen Saturday afternoon with the family because everybody's going to be home, right? So you know that you need to call the troops and say, hey, Saturday afternoon, from 1 to 3, we're going through closets. So I need everybody to be home, rearrange schedules, whatever needs to happen. Maybe if your kids, you know, don't have a social life, maybe they're younger is what I mean. Like, then, you know, maybe, you know, you just know that they're going to be home, that you don't have to tell them like, hey, you need to be home. Right. So what I mean is assigning the date and the people according to that thing that needs to be done on the list. So on the same line over to the right, maybe just writing Saturday afternoon, whole family, right? So then number two on your list was the pantry. Well, that's probably something you're going to do yourself unless you want like one of your kiddos to help or your husband to help. So then you can say Sunday morning, pantry, you know, and then you can write yourself next to it if you want to, or you can just leave it blank if you know that that's your task. But then number three is deep cleaning the house. And maybe you're like, bruh, I don't want to deep clean my house. Like, I literally don't want to spend the 6 hours. I don't want to spend 2 weeks deep cleaning my whole house, you know, breaking it apart room by room. Maybe it's in your budget that you can hire somebody to deep clean your house. So maybe you can write deep clean house as priority number three, like text a cleaning lady. So maybe you have a cleaning lady that comes maybe just once or twice a year. Maybe you want to hire somebody. So maybe you need to text around to your friends and family and get a reference of somebody. So you can write that down and then you're offloading that, right? So you can hire somebody for whatever price they charge, you know, to come in and do a deep clean of your house in the next, you know, whenever they can get you in, because then you don't have to spend those hours deep cleaning your house yourself. So and that's what I mean by assigning a date and people to the list, is that maybe some of this you're not doing yourself. Maybe you are offloading it to a different person. Maybe you're outsourcing it by hiring a cleaning lady, right? Maybe if part of your list is deep cleaning your car and detailing your car, maybe you're like, it's not really my favorite thing to do, but I know it needs to happen. So maybe paying one of your kids to do it, or maybe asking your husband to do it, right? So maybe it's something that needs to get done, but you're not necessarily the person that can or wants to do it, right? So, or again, outsourcing it, hiring somebody and taking it to a car detail place and getting it done. So that's what I mean by that. And, you know, I think it's really a good time to, when you sit down and do this, is to think about what your family loves to do. And again, maybe what they don't love to do, but maybe your kid, one of your kiddos, loves to reorganize things. Like my daughter, she loves to reorganize. She loves to decorate. So my life, honestly, the last spring, last fall, last Christmas, this spring, this summer, and this fall, so the last few seasons has been so much easier on myself of getting out all the decorations and redecorating, because my daughter loves doing it. She's only 10, but she loves it. And she's really great at it for her age. She can decorate way better than I can and make it look super nice. So whenever I make my list and I know that I want to put out different decor for the season, I'll make it on my list knowing that my daughter's going to be home, that she can help me. So I'll take everything down off the shelves and scrub down the shelves and package it back up into my Rubbermaid totes that go into the storage room. And then I'll pull it all back out and I'll be like, have at it, sister. I'll get the step stool out and I'll like be in the area and I'll be, you know, still kind of cleaning things or doing whatever, maybe even making dinner. And if she can't reach something, like I'll put it on the higher shelf if she's still too short for the step stool, but that's like her job. Like, and she loves it and she's amazing at it. So there might be something that one of your kiddos can help out with, or your husband, again, like I said, that they're better at or enjoy doing way more than you. So assigning date and time to people on the list is that next one. And then of course, the last one is, is taking action. And I'll kind of go through these steps one more time. So just doing it, right? Assigning the date and time and the person and doing it and sticking to it. And then using a highlighter or a Sharpie and crossing it off the list as you get it done, right? And maybe if this really needs to happen, and maybe, you know, you're like, gosh, I really need to do this. I need to take the whole month and do all these things. And then treat yourself, like make a reward for yourself at the bottom of the page. Like, hey, when I go through this, I can get all this list done. If I get this done by the end of the month, so October's right, like next week or a couple days from now, I don't even know the date today. So maybe making your list in the next few days and mapping it all out for the whole month of October and saying, okay, if I get this done by Halloween, I'm going to treat myself to a spa pedicure, or I'm going to take myself out to lunch, or I'm going to, you know, X, Y, and Z. I don't know, whatever it's good to you to to go do that would fill your cup and really know that that's going to be like eye on the prize for you. Like, oh, I really want this and I haven't been making time for it. Or I really feel guilty about it. But you know what? If I complete this and I get this done, I'm going to go do this for myself. Okay. So put a reward by it because it's going to really make you work for it a little bit, right? So take the action. And then one of the things that I always say about taking action is, number one, if say you're home on a Saturday afternoon and you only have the one thing on your list, so let's go back to the closet example. So say you have closets on your list and then, you know, Saturday afternoon comes around and you're like, wow, that felt so good. Like I got done with the closets. And then you're like, hey, number two is pantries and I don't have that on my list till tomorrow. Like I'm going to do it now because I have the energy and I'm motivated and it feels good. And I'm going to plow through this list in like the next 3 days. Have at it and go do it. Don't feel like just because you only put the one thing down on the date that you have to wait. If you're feeling inspired and motivated, keep going and keep crossing things off your list, right? On the flip of that, also don't add too much to your calendar. So if you really only have Sunday afternoon or Sunday morning or Friday night at home, don't put like six things down. Like, sorry, I keep getting a tickle in my throat. Think about how much realistic time it's going to take you. And make sure that you're only putting so many things on your list. So I would rather see you put less things on a date, like maybe one or two things on a Saturday or a Sunday, and then overachieve by crossing more off than being like, oh my gosh, I'm such a failure. I didn't get it done. This is why I never deep clean my house and declutter because I never have time and I can never complete it, right? So don't set yourself up for that. So put less things on a day of the week than more. And then, you know, scratch more off, right? But then also give yourself grace. If you haven't gone through your closets in quite a few years and you thought it would only take you 2 or 3 hours and it ends up taking you like 5 or 6 and you're like, man, like don't beat yourself up. Also celebrate the accomplishment, right? And just be proud of yourself that you're making the progress towards this goal and this list of completing it at the same time, okay? So take the action. And then the last thing is assign a date to get the next project done. So if it's October and you're like, man, that felt good. Like I want to do that again. And I know. And so looking at your calendar ahead and saying, okay, in February, I'm going to deep clean the house again. Or in February, I'm going to hire somebody to deep clean the house again. Or in March, I'm going to go through and repurge the closets again. And it might be hard right now, you know, 6-8 months before to sit there and put a date on, you know, a Saturday afternoon in March because hello, 900 things will probably come up between now and then, but just saying like in March and then that way putting it in your calendar for like the end of February, if it's your goal for March and then looking at your schedule and being like, oh yeah, what do we have going on? I forgot that I was going to say that I was going to do that, right? Because if you write it down, you're more likely to make it happen, right? Rather than just knowing, oh, this felt really good and I'm going to do this again next year. So going through and saying, you know what, January and October is going to be my time that I detail my car. February and November is going to be the time that I hire somebody to deep clean my house, right? You know, this month and this month is when I'm going to purge my pantry. This month and this month is going to be where I purge closets. And so if you just chunk it up and just take one or like through this whole list, take one or two things and assign a month to get it done, you're going to be able to stay on top of it and create that cohesive balance of just, okay, things look good. Things don't get so much out of sort. Things don't get so dirty. Things don't get so out of place and all that. Like you're going to create the balance of your home looking the way you want it to all the time, rather than it going back to chaos and you stressing out and feeling like it all piles up on you at one time. And then having to take a whole month to do all these things again, just to get it, to hit the reset button for your house, right? So reassign a month to get it all done. I've been doing this for so many years that I know for me and my brain, the months of the year that I just kind of do things. And sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, I wanted to do that. But I know for me, like I reorganize our pantry in the fall. So about this time, because the kids are back to school. And I know that the things that were bought this summer or snacks that were like had for the summer for the kids are maybe expired by now or got pushed to the back, or maybe things were left unopened and they're stale. So I like this time of the year when the kids go back to school to go through and reorganize my pantry, because I feel like over the summer with having kids in and out of our house 24/7, it gets a little chaotic and it gets very disorganized. And I don't even try to reorganize it in the summer because I've learned that that's a joke. So this is my time of the year to pull everything out of the pantry, wipe down the shelves really good, and rearrange. Because I know it can stay that way better. So I also love this time of the year to go through my closets. I love this time of the year, usually not to like March, or I mean November, to deep clean my house. It's colder outside. There's less fun things to do out there. And I don't feel so inclined to be outside. So that to me is a perfect way to spend my weekend, like deep cleaning or decluttering bigger spaces of my house, because I like to do that on the weekends and it makes me happy. I like to also meal plan and freeze ahead meals because I love to cook. So to me, summertime isn't the time of the year that I love to do those things because we're outside and the kids are very active in sports in spring and summer. So that to me is not the time of the year that I need to accomplish those tasks because it doesn't make sense for my personal schedule. But maybe that's your downtime of the year, right? So maybe it makes more sense for you. So just kind of the back of your head, knowing when you can assign a date again to those tasks to stay on top of it. So I hope you guys love this. I hope you guys found some really useful tips from here. If you have any questions at all, feel free to always DM me. And again, if you are like, hey, I really want somebody to help me out with this, feel free to DM me the word Voxer and I can explain to you a little bit deeper on how I do this for my clients every single month through Voxer and how we're able to make things happen for them and how I can help you stay accountable and create this brain dump priority list for you if you feel like that's way too daunting. So, all right, guys, have an amazing day. Talk to you next time. Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date. And plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally, but of course I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.